In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. This is Father Tom and Anthony. We do this broadcast live. Oh, yes, it's live. I love live broadcasts because God tells us now what he wants you to hear and what he wants me to hear. Yesterday, we said, because you are precious in my sight. It holds true for today, too. You're precious in the sight of God. Put your finger, your index finger on your heart and say, I'm precious in the sight of God. I am precious in the sight of God. And honored. And I love you. I am precious in my in the sight of God.
Precious in the sight of God.
And honored.
And honored.
And I love you.
And I love you.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
I am with you.
I am with you.
You have no right to fear today because God is with you. Jesus is in you. Oh, yes. Today we're looking at Isaiah 43, starting with the 10th verse. You, I'm talking about you now. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. You know, when we started the Cenacle Prayer Group, every week there would be witnesses of how people's lives were changed. Every week we would hear witnesses. Do you know that you might be the only gospel that people will pick up? You are to witness, and I am to witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we want the fire to continue in other people. Oh, yes, how we need that fire. Witness. You are his witness. I remember, I've said this before, it was a summer evening. We were eating watermelon, Joe and I and my aunt. And my aunt said, I want what you have. She saw something different in us, and she wanted it. It was the living gospel. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we prayed with her, and she got it. Oh, yes, she got it. I'll never forget my Aunt May. She was taking a nervous breakdown, and she came to my house. And I went into my room with her, and we prayed the sinner's prayer. The next week, somebody invited her to a prayer meeting, and her life was changed. She became someone who prayed for people, and they still ask people, May, pray for us. She became a prayer warrior. She was taking a nervous breakdown. The Lord stopped it at the prayer meeting. He filled her with his Holy Spirit. You are precious in the sight of God and honored. So you may know and believe me. Not only believe God, not only believe Jesus, but to know God and to know Jesus. Let me tell you what know means. Adam knew Eve, and then 9 months they gave it a name. Know is experiential knowledge. How we need that experiential knowledge. Not what other people are experiencing, but what God has allowed me to experience. I said yesterday that when we were doing a life in the Spirit at St. John the Baptist, a lady came up to Father Matt and said, Father Tom, at one of those meetings, said, the Lord is healing someone from cancer, and you don't have to be afraid of it. She said, I went to the doctor, and I was completely healed. Oh, yes, this is God doing these things. This is God who loves you, who honors you, who thinks you're precious. You're his witness in the world. In John's gospel, it says, there were many other things that Jesus did were they all recorded, all the books in the world could not contain them. What's Jesus doing in you? What's Jesus doing in me? What's Jesus doing for you? What's Jesus doing for me? So that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Jesus is Messiah. Christ equals Messiah. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Messiah. Hallelujah. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any God after me. There's only one God in three divine persons. Buddha never thought himself to be God. On his deathbed, he said, I still seek the truth. Jesus, on the night before he died, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, yes. There's a big difference between Buddha and Jesus. There's a big difference between Mohammed and Jesus. Mohammed's not God. He never said that he was. His revelations happen to be false. But you know what? Jesus' revelations are true, that you would come to know him and love him. Hallelujah. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord. Oh, yes, I am the Lord. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. When I was out in that water and it carried me out, I needed a Savior and a lifeguard. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is your Savior. When's the last time you've witnessed to him? Anthony gave witness to so many people for the Days of Glory. Tell us about some of them.
Yes. You know, all it takes is a yes. I just try to be a yes man to the Lord, as we all should be. God asks you things every day. Just give him your yes. You know, at the Days of Glory, many witnesses. A little boy, a mentor, Matthew, he came and, you know, pray for him. He's a saint of God, just working on a little behavior things. But he got so filled with the Holy Spirit, so filled with the joy of the Lord, so filled with the love of God. He looked like an angel when he was asleep. His mom took a picture and showed me. You know, there were many healings and many graces, but there's witnesses everywhere we go. You're called to be a walking ministry. The example of Father Tom that he uses for his aunt, I love. She wanted what he had. That is what you're called to be, and that's the good news. How amazing is it that everyone in this world wants what you have? It's because you have the light of God in you. You know, it's so mystical that the same God who created all the stars and the moons and this whole earth and everything in it also lives within you and wants to use you and work through you. That you can ask him for healing in another person, and the Holy Spirit can come and flood that person and actually heal him or her. And if you don't see it physically, God's word never returns void. Their soul may be healed. But yeah, when I was asking God what he wanted me to speak about, it was love. And just how much you are loved. And you know, we pray for the virtues of faith, hope, and love, but love is the greatest virtue. When we get to heaven, we're going to be measured on how we loved. You know, but God wants you to know today, the only way you can truly love is to receive the love of God. Because the love you may have received in your life is imperfect, because we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world. But you don't need to look to your parents or your friends or your husband or your wife or your children. You need to look straight to God and let him fill you in his love so you can embody the love of Christ. You know? Jesus' last name was not Christ. Jesus is the Christ. And if we are Christians, we're called to be little Christs. We're called to be little anointed ones, walking around with the power and the love of God. You know, it is so good. You came from heaven, and you want to bring heaven upon this earth. That's why when you hear Father Tom speak, you can feel heaven invade your car. You know, Phil, wherever you are, you can feel the love from heaven in his voice coming through him, because that's God. He just uses people. He uses Father as a vessel, just like he uses the radio as a vessel. You know, everything of this world is made of God. Everything. Even the devil. Good, bad, everything was created by God. And God uses everything to draw you closer to him. Even when we don't see God, or you don't understand, or you don't think, you know, you don't think that God is around and it's a dark time, God is actually, he's using that season to draw you closer to him. So just, Lord, I just ask for you to release the love and the revelation and the goodness of God upon everyone right now. Let that liquid love fall upon them. Amen. If you don't have anyone to pray for you, me and Father Tom will pray for you. You know, God loves you so much that he's always taking care of you. He's always watching you. He just wants you to be aware of that today.
It is not that we have first loved God, but God has first loved us and sent his Son for the expiation of our sins as the Savior of the world. It is all about the blood of Jesus that saves us and his resurrection. And not very many people preach about the blood, but you see, it's all about the blood that brings healing. Oh yes, it's all about the blood. When I pray with people who have cancer as a witness, I tell them what some things that God has done. I prayed with one woman. She had pancreatic cancer, and it was completely healed. But she has liver cancer still, and we pray for Lois that she would be completely healed in Jesus' name. Oh yes, God is a mover. He does things. We know not they serve a God who sits in a throne and just twiddles his thumbs. God is at work within people who love him. That's why you've got to be a witness. You've got to be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a young man who heard me speak from WROL one day. He was in his car, and he started to weep and weep and weep. Then I invited him, not only him, I didn't even know he was listening to me, but I invited people to the espousal retreat house, and he came, and the Lord baptized him in the Holy Spirit. He was hungry, he was thirsty, and God met his need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what we need. The church needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit experientially. Oh yes, that's what the church needs today. We know that because of the virus, many people stop coming to church. And you know, we don't have them all coming back. They need to hear that God loves them, that you are his witness. I'll never forget when we were going through the virus. You're not going to believe this, but it's true anyway. We got more money during the days of the virus than we ever got. That's real. I never asked for it. But people would hear the word of God and respond to the word of God. How do you respond to the word of God? How do you respond? By being a witness, by being filled with love. Oh, the story of Gert Behenna. I love that story. I've said it so many times. Gert Behenna never went to church, never said a prayer, didn't know God. And she would take pills to sleep, pills to wake, and all the other stuff. She met these two young Christians, and they said to her, "You need to be converted." And the only thing she could think of was a convertible car. But you know what? That night she got on her knees. She didn't know God. And the only thing she said was, "Sir." Well, she said, "Sir." The power of the Holy Spirit came upon her. The next day, she went to buy her Bible. Oh, yes. What about the Bible? Do you read God's Word? I don't understand it. I'm telling you, it's written for a fourth grader. It's written for a fourth grader. Why don't we read God's Word? I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody. The devil doesn't want you reading God's Word. Why? Because it's the truth. And I'm telling you, the devil doesn't want you reading God's Word. Oh, he'll have you reading other books, which are fine. But what about God's Word? I opened yesterday to the book of Daniel, and I read two chapters. Today we read the last three chapters of St. John. We need to be in the Scripture. We need to hear the Word of God. We need to believe that we are precious in the sight of God and that He loves us. I want to be a fire starter. I want to start fires wherever I go. I want to be a fire starter. And my last experience was one night we were going out to dinner to China Roma. It's closed and they sold it. But now, that night, we're going to China Roma. It was a cold night. And I was in the car. This woman's heater was not working. I was cold. And someone knocked on the window. So I did my thing. I opened the window. He said, "I have cancer of the bowel. Can you pray for me?" I prayed the blood of Jesus that he would be completely healed and set free from that cancer. And guess what? God did it. God did it. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Father. It's all about the Holy Spirit. God did it.
Doing it right now. Someone who has cancer listening is being healed in Jesus' name. You can just receive that healing. Yeah. The thing about fire consumes everything it touches. When you're a fire starter, you're consumed by the love of God. When you're on fire for the Lord, every person you're near catches fire. I caught the fire from Father Tom, you know, and now I hope people can catch the fire from me. Lord, just release that fire right now in Jesus' name. Let it burn out. Amen. Every lie of the enemy, every sickness. You know, let the miracle power of God fall on this broadcast. Loose your angels, Lord. Jesus, come give everyone that experiential knowledge. Lord, just baptize. Baptize in the Holy Spirit and fire like we were baptized. You can do it, Jesus. They're your children too. Just fill them with the glory of the Father from the river of life flowing from the throne room. You know, God is everywhere. He's everything. You know, and we don't want to put him in a box. He's outside time. He's outside space. You know, God can do a miracle right now for you. Jesus marveled at the belief of the centurion in the Bible. And he told him, "You don't need to come to my house. You're God. Only speak the word. My servant will be healed." He also marveled at unbelief, the two extremes. But the Lord is just wants to release supernatural belief right now. You know, he's saying, don't pigeonhole me. I'm so much greater than your mind. I'm so much greater than your mind can even think. That's why I just need you to let me pass your mind and come into your spirit and fill you with that experience, you know. The only way we can embody the love of God is to encounter it. And we just open up wide because God's pouring out that love onto you right now. I see right now there's people crying because he's breaking childhood traumas. You know, like Father Tom says, those struggles, we need to let the Lord into them. Because the only way we can be healed, you cannot heal yourself. The Lord is telling you right now, whatever happened, you cannot heal yourself. You just need to give it to the Lord and let him heal you. No psychiatrist can heal you. No medicine can heal you. No therapist can heal you. Muhammad can't heal you. Buddha can't heal you. Only Jesus can heal you. And he wills to heal you right now. Just give him permission. Say, Jesus, I give you all my pain and trauma and anxiety. And watch what happens. You know, I think that it's hard sometimes for us to hear how much we're loved and how valuable you are and how special you are. And that without you, Jesus can't complete the great plan he has for this world. You are so necessary, that you are so important. You know, it's very hard, but it's the truth. And that's the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of Truth. You know, what sets us free? It's not being kind, although that's a good. You know, it's not talking about our problems. Only the truth can set you free. And that is why God is calling you through Father Tom, telling you that you need to be in God's Word. You know, how can you know how much Jesus loves you without understanding what he did for you? How can you know and understand how grand the Lord is without reading and understanding it? You know, there's people in other nations who would die for just one page of the scripture. People are martyred for trying to bring Bibles in to these countries so that someone could get touched by the truth, you know? All you have to do, if you don't have a Bible, go to the App Store. Type in the word Bible. You can have 100 different versions. You know, the devil does fight Christians or anyone reading the Bible, because the devil hates freedom. But God wants to give you that freedom today. So Father, just pray for them like I have you pray for me, that the same fire you have for the scriptures will fall upon everyone.
Lord, I want more fire for the Word of God. I want more fire. I need it, Lord, because I want to be a fire starter in people's lives. That's what I want to be, a fire starter in people's lives, that they would recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is in love with you. This difference between being loved and being in love. If you're ever in love, you know there's a difference. Jesus is in love with you. He wants you for his own. He wants you as a witness. He wants you as a lover. Oh, yes, he wants you. He wants me. Let me give you something practical. I want to be a witness. Lord, send me one person today, just one person, and I give you permission to do that, Lord. Send me one person today, one person, and I give you permission to do that, Lord. Did you pray that prayer? We'll do it again. Send me one person, Lord, and I give you permission.
I give you permission.
To do it, O Lord.
To do it, O Lord.
I need you.
I need you.
I give you permission.
Over my life,
over my life,
over my being,
I give you permission.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you this. You are precious in the sight of God.
He wants you listening to the Word of God.
He wants you contemplating the Word of God.
You know, you can contemplate that you are precious in the sight of God and that He's in love with you.
You can roll that around in your mind, in your heart, in your soul,
that you are precious in the sight of God and He loves you.
I'll read it again.
You are my witnesses, says the Lord,
and my servant whom I have chosen,
so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He.
Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me.
I am the Lord, and besides me there is no other Savior.
Besides me there is no other Savior.
That's found in Isaiah 43rd chapter.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.